Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Minneapolis is Lisa Beth Lentini-Walker. Lisa Beth is the CEO and founder of Lumen Worldwide Endeavors and a longtime member of this community. Lisa Beth, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we're going to be talking about compliance teams and how to develop them, make them stronger. And why don't we start by, let me ask you, what trends are you seeing in the profession and how teams are working or not working?
Well, one of the things that I'm seeing is kind of a hangover from having a lot of lawyers in the profession, and that there is a profound need for attention to well-being within the profession. Last year, the American Bar Association came out with their well-being pledge because what they were seeing in the legal market was a lot of addiction, depression, anxiety, and burnout. In May of this year, the World Health Organization came out classifying burnout as an occupational phenomenon, and its hallmark is chronic workplace stress that's not particularly well managed, and it leads to people to feel energy depletion, exhaustion, an increased distaste or cynicism about their job, and then it leads to poorer performance. So it's really important to understand that in the workplace in general, there's an increased likelihood of burnout. And particularly what I'm seeing is risk professionals are at the forefront, whether you're a lawyer, in compliance, or in another part of the risk profession, there just is a high risk of chronic workplace stress. And there is a need for companies and leaders to educate themselves and educate the people that are working in these different teams so that there can be better outcomes.
Yeah, well, you know, stress and risk definitely go hand in hand, so it's not surprising. Now, let's drill down a little bit on that. What do chief compliance officers tend to struggle with when it comes to leading their teams in this kind of environment and with these dynamics?
Absolutely. So I think one of the biggest issues that chief compliance officers struggle with on their teams is turnover. Turnover within the profession, because we're still, I would say, a newer profession, there's been a lot of rapid turnover, and that has a huge impact on ROI and effectiveness of the team. If you take the assumption that your most valuable asset is your people, you can look at that return on investment by identifying what the cost of replacement is. And in general, estimates about cost of replacement for someone who leaves is about somewhere between 1.5 to about 2 times the salary of the person. And this would include hiring, onboarding, training, any time that it takes to get to peak performance, the loss of engagement by others, cultural impacts, et cetera. The bottom line is that when people leave, especially in the compliance profession, it becomes more challenging to get the job done, get the job done well. And this is something that money alone can't solve. At the end of the day, if for an employee to be truly engaged and happy, you look at what they call Maslow's employee happiness hierarchy. And the hallmark of that is opportunities for growth, the ability to have an impact towards a purpose that you align with, and a caring environment that makes people feel valued. If you can provide those three things, you're much more likely to have a happy and engaged workforce. And that feeling is contagious. So it can be something that others see and decide that they want to either emulate or be a part of.
Yeah, well, it would certainly be great. I mean, to be a part of that and get to a position where people say, hey, I really like the compliance team and want to be like them. Now, you know, making that work takes a lot of good collaboration within the team. How do chief compliance officers help themselves, help the team in being more effective collaborators, not only internally, but with other groups?
So I'm a big proponent of understanding brain science to get better results, and being able to use what we know about emotional intelligence to better the profession and to better the outcomes for people within the profession and those we work with. When you think about the brain, the amygdala is the emotional center, and the neocortex is where you get your kind of IQ thought processes. But what happens a lot of times, particularly when we're talking about compliance, is that people have an emotional response, and that's led by the amygdala. And the amygdala hijacks everything else that's going from the higher level thinking. And so when we talk about the term someone was like a deer in headlights, that refers to a point where there's an emotional hijack going on. You get dilated pupils, so there's a physiological impact as well as a mental impact. You get tunnel vision, and a lot of times you hear people saying things like, "Oh, I was so angry I couldn't even speak," or they do things like reply all and send off a scathing email that they might regret later. All of those are amygdala hijacks, and they limit us from being able to think about creative solutions. So, to be a more effective collaborator, you have to understand about emotional intelligence, because what it can do for you is help you manage, connect, and influence both in your business life and in your personal life.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that people, do underestimate is how emotional we are, even when we think we're being rational, and how things can take over. Now, what should someone who is a manager do to help the functioning of the team?
So, as a manager, I think it's really important to connect with your people and give them some of the skills necessary to identify when there is an emotional response from the people they're working with. This can be in an interview context, it can be in training, it can happen anywhere. And to start thinking about how to condition the people around you to have a level of trust so that you can make sure that the messages that you're receiving are being received, and that it's actually influencing behavior in positive ways. Helping people understand and get to a growth mindset is one of the things that managers should be doing now more than ever.
So let me ask, are there any new sets of skills that are going to be increasingly important for compliance teams?
I do believe that it'll be increasingly important for compliance teams to understand how to work with a variety of different people and use what we know about the brain in furtherance of better outcomes. The skills that got us here from a compliance perspective aren't necessarily going to be the skills that get us to the next level. What we see right now is there's a lot going on with connectedness and the speed with which decisions are being made. And so I think that right now there's a real deep need within the industry to start talking about how to get to better personal and business outcomes by using what we know to achieve peak performance and better results. I think that one of the things that we can do too is to provide people with very, very simple steps. For example, if you feel like you are getting overwhelmed, there's four steps. I call it the boss method. Number one, B, take a breath. Breathing is really important to change your thought process. Two, make sure that your palms are open. That's the O in boss, because generally people either clench their jaws or put their hands into a fist. And so the act of kind of unwinding really helps to change your mindset. And then the last two S's are stop and seek information. So stop the thought process that you were doing and say, does all of this make sense, or am I experiencing an emotional reaction? And then be curious, seek that information, because there may be things that you hadn't thought about. So I think that there are a lot of easy ways that we can help teach people to be better advocates for themselves, better team members, and better collaborators.
Yeah, and I think what's great about that boss method is there's simple things that you can do which can sort of deflate the situation, take the heat off, give people a chance to breathe, think clear, and get more information to lead to a better informed decision. Well, Lisa Beth, thank you so much for sharing that insight and hopefully helping all of us who listen make better decisions and be better compliance professionals in the future. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen today. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA saying, I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspective.